Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It's Father's Day this weekend. All over the land, scratchy-faced dads will be getting hastily scribbled cards and drawings from their kids. He might even get a pair of socks and breakfast in bed, maybe. But what rarely gets remembered is the role fathers play in passing on knowledge and their business to their sons and daughters, even though it's often the backbone of the Irish economy. One such father-to-son company is Fannigan's Funeral Homes. And David Fannigan is the former boss, now director of Fannigan's Funeral Directors. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you, Joe.
So, for those unfamiliar with Fannigan's Funeral Homes, tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
Well, we go back. I'm fifth generation. We started in 1819. We celebrated our 200th anniversary 5 years ago. And it's a wonderful business. I think the country in general are served very well by family funeral directors, and Fannigan's are no exception in Dublin. We have a total of 11 outlets, but a very loyal and dedicated staff who really enjoy their work. There's great job satisfaction in doing what we do, in that people who have a bereavement, have never arranged a funeral before, it's just so rewarding being able to help them. I heard my father on the phone when I was a kid at home in Dublin, arranging funerals at night on the phone, going into the office at weekends, going into the day office on Christmas Day, and we had to wait until he returned mid-morning before we could open the presents under the tree. So I learned a lot from listening to my father, and it helped me in this year I'm 50 years working in the company.
Gosh, and I presume you passed on the same knowledge to your children.
Well, I have two children, Katie and David. Katie is involved not in the funeral business. She's a deputy assistant to the deputy principal in Alexandra College. My son David, who was with Google for 9 years, he joined the company last October, much to our surprise, I would say.
That's a real change in career, isn't it, David, from Google to Fannigan's?
Absolutely. But he brought with him I joined the company when I was 22. He joined almost 10 years late, older than me, almost 30. He brought a great deal of maturity and experience, IT knowledge, and basically the world out there has changed completely, and how we get information, how we get feedback. So not only did he join of his own volition, no pressure, believe it or not, from his father or mother, but he actually discussed it with my son-in-law, other pals of his who had family business connections. I think he liked the idea of family. He has absolutely fitted in like a hand into a glove. He loves the work, and it just brought so much joy to me and my wife and my daughter, Katie, that he is so happy, and his wife, Kira. He loves what he does. He said, Dad, it's just great being able to help people when they really need your help most of all.
And that's it. It's a people business. It's not the kind of business that can be replaced by AI. It's a very much a people business.
I couldn't agree with you more. AI, for the benefits are there, and obviously we're all a little bit worried about some aspects of it. It's very much a person-to-person business. It's sitting down with a bereaved family, listening to what their concerns, keeping in mind most people have never arranged a funeral before, taking them through, as I describe, the 3 or 4 most difficult days of your life. That's the role of the funeral director, to guide and advise. The job satisfaction when you get the card, when you get the note, listen, couldn't have done it without you. And the words that I've noticed recently coming in, messages we've received, thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for being so gentle with us. That's something that never occurred to me before. Until recently, I saw the word appearing more and more. Thank you for being so gentle with us. Maybe they've gone through a difficult time when the person belonging to them had died, and they hadn't experienced gentleness in whatever they were. But the fact that we are able to offer that gentle, hands-on, arm around the shoulder is really appreciated greatly by families.
All right. And in terms of your business, it is a business. You recently took over Kerwin's, and so it's growing. I presume your costs also went up after the inflation spike in 2022.
It is a business. There's no question about it. I mean, going back to the early days, back in the 80s and 90s and before, funeral directors were basically giving loans to family to purchase a grave for various disbursements. Monies have to be paid out. We changed that model because our banks and our auditors told us, if you don't ask for money up front, in other words, to cover the cost of what you're purchasing at the time, be it grave purchase, grave opening, fees to musicians, offering to the church, flowers, anything else, we ask for that money to be paid in or around the time of the funeral. Then the account is forwarded. It is a business. We got involved in 3-4 other families, Nichols family, Carnegie's in Monkstown, Kerwin's in Fairview and Ballygall. It is a business. Of course, your costs do go up. And indeed, the numbers of funerals that you're carrying out. But importantly, for any family in Dublin, Flanagan's are looking after one funeral that day as far as they're concerned. And there's no way we would ever say, listen, we're very busy on Thursday, can we postpone to Friday? No. As far as the family is concerned, there's one funeral taking place today, and that's the funeral of their loved one. That is imbued. That's part of our DNA, and that's what we get across, all of our staff get across to families when we're dealing with them. One funeral we're dealing with, just one funeral.
And the cost of buying land has gone crazy as well, which means the cost of buying a funeral plot for a burial has gone crazy. Is that why increasingly families are opting for cremation?
Very good point, Joe. Cremation in Dublin now accounts for 50% of funerals. The cost of a grave would be a big factor, but it's a personal choice thing too, keeping in mind that many decades ago, for the Catholics listening to this morning, it was a sin to eat meat on a Friday. It was also prohibited to be cremated. That changed in the mid-60s. But we've become more secular. People are now don't necessarily wish to go to church, have a church service or Eucharist, and rather go directly to the crematorium for a non-religious service. The cost of land, yes, in the urban areas, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, Waterford, land is expensive. The cost for a new grave, anywhere between 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,000 euro. Cremation, 800-900 euro. Thus, a huge difference in your funeral bill. But keeping in mind also, Joe, that an existing grave in cemeteries that go back many years, that might be full, that will no longer accommodate any adult coffins, will accommodate any number of ashes. So the life of a cemetery goes on. Even though a grave is full, the ashes can be placed in that grave that is full. So people are opting for cremation. Personal choice, not always cost. Keeping in mind, because you mentioned cost, keeping in mind most people, believe it or not, have ring-fenced money for their funeral, having discussed it with their family or a family member, having made funeral arrangements in advance. Advanced funeral arrangement planning is now big. It's now not unpleasant to talk about your funeral wishes, and more people are doing that, putting it aside and knowing that their kids won't have to worry about paying for funeral expenses when they have mortgage and school fees and other things. So people are actually planning in advance, much more so now than in the past.
And now I hope you get a lot more than new socks or breakfast in bed from your children this weekend. Enjoy Father's Day, David. That's David Flanagan, Director of Flanagan's Funeral Directors.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.